Hi, Noel.
Hey, what's going on? Sorry for the delay. They've had four meetings today to start the month, so not fun, but alas, here we are. Anyway, so I gave a call to Gabe Hogan, the taxpayer for the company, so left a voicemail with them. I called again, and it just kind of went to the voicemail again. So I'm going to try again one more time because I still have about 2 hours since it's in Mountain Time. I'll give her a call, give them a call out there, maybe, like, I'll call the secretary and see if they connect me kind of thing. But, yeah, so that's just the only thing holding us up on this one. But did we want to go with manual docs if, you know, in the interest of saving time, just while we're waiting on this?
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and send it to me, and I can send it to the rep, and they can decide if they want to do that while we're waiting.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's no problem either way. Obviously, we can still do it just in case, you know, it may take a little time to connect to the CPA. Then, you know how it goes. So let me do that now. Obviously, we all have checkout. Want to do it as much as possible, but in situations like this sometimes, just at least, you know, here's the docs. If you want to sign it, you know, if the merchant says, you know, the merchant can have him give me a call back, then we can, you know, get this one going from there, too. But
yeah.
It's up to you guys.
Okay. And then I also want to ask one more question on Leo.
Yes, I wanted to follow up on that one. Yeah, let me pull that. Actually, hold on. Let me do one thing. Let me send this out first, just so I can make sure you have this, and then I'll jump on that one. I just want to confirm, they only wanted to go with 30K, right? The high altitude trip.
I don't remember. Let me see what I sent you. Yeah, only 30K.
30K, okay. That's fine. Just wanted to make sure that was correct. Let me waive the O fee. No problems on that since we're in California. Wait. Yeah, okay. Yeah, good there. Colorado, so no problems. Price that out, 30K. On a side note, while I'm sending this out, I know probably when you got the funny email for that AHS, it's like, oh shit, did it run for 250? I wanted to email immediately, be like, hey, temper expectations. This is just for the lock, unfortunately. Yeah, she said she had gotten some other offer that was like, she said more like traditional bank financing. So I'm inclined to think maybe it was like, she wouldn't disclose, but. She tried to hang up the phone on me like 3 times, and I kept on just like, hold on, one more thing. And then, like, went over like the different terms. All right, let's do 100,000. Oh no, don't want to do 100, how about 50? And then she's like, no, I really don't want to go with any of these loan options. Like, this needs to be 10% or lower, otherwise I'm not even going to consider it. I'm like, well, before you hang up the phone, how about this line of credit? She's like, oh, well, can I have that for 200,000? Like, no, it gives you only 20. She's like, eh, I'll take that. I'm like, all right, fine.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, something's better than nothing, but, I mean, more importantly, you know, these kind of merchants always circle back with us. I'm sure we've seen it together on deals where, like, these get the approval, and then 2 or 3 months back down the line, they reapply through you or even sometimes to us directly or through other ISOs, and then they may reconsider it a couple months down the line. So at least now it gets us locked in here. Sorry, I'm going to send you high altitude. Send that. I have a mountain of... So to follow up with, so then Leo. What was his max approval he took before, or they took?
The next approval.
Let me see, Leo. Here we are. I'm just trying to find the deal here. There we are. Okay, so they took the full max. So here's basically how it works with the line of credit. When we have somebody that gets approved for, in this case, let's say $145,000, what we can do is, if they take the max offer per the term of the loan, so in this case they are approved for 80 over 6, 95 over 9, 120 over 9, 120 over 9, or 145 over 12, if they take the max approval per the term, then their credit exposure is already maximized. So if you looked at like what the daily payment or weekly would be for kind of the 8 to 12, 6 to 12 months, it roughly shakes out to be about the same. So that's basically where the kind of credit exposure piece of it comes in. Our rule of thumb that underwriting goes by is that if they take 60% or lower of their current offer on that term, then we can provide them with whatever, even if our system, when we rerun it, gets a lower amount, we can get an exception to give the same 20K line of credit approval. So let's say that her max approval, or I keep saying her, was there a female? It was Chang. Let's say that they had 100K over 12, and they took 60K of that. Then even if we reran the lock and they only got a 10K approval, we would be able to honor that 20K line of credit that, to give them on an exception basis. If they take more than 60% of their max amount per that term, then it basically is at the kind of discretion of our system. Basically, our automated system, if it gives us anything, that's the best we can roll with. But if they take their max amount, that's going to be pretty much a flat, you know, that we can't do it. I think the only times when I've seen somebody get a max, take their max term loan and then still get a line of credit approval for something is in the case of when a merchant gets a 250K offer. And then basically, for because our core program caps at 250, and sometimes if we let it go kind of to infinity, so to speak, they could plausibly get have a higher kind of credit exposure. That's when the only time I've seen somebody get like a 250K max approval, take it, and then let's say they did $5 million in business, you know, we can maybe give them a line of credit on top of that. I think we may have had one of those in the past, but I can't remember. I know it's not the the most clean way to do it, but that's that clarify a little bit?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Yeah, I know it's a little weird, but yeah, so just basically kind of boil it down, 60% of their max amount per the term. So if you have a 50K offer over 6 months, let's say, and they take 30K on that, then we can give them that 20K line of credit or whatever the approval came out to be for the line of credit after we rerun the deal for the lock. But if they take anything north of 60% of the max amount per the term, then it's just, you know, we'd have to reapply, you know, we'd have to reapply and just kind of hope for the best, so to speak. So this one I can, let me see if the score was like, this one was, yeah, this one would be tough. I can see. Did someone in the renewals team talk to the merchant? Was that I didn't call this merchant, so do you know if someone on the renewal side may have called them, or they called in?
I have no idea who called them. I just know my rep requested the line of credit, and then like 10 minutes later she emailed me, and she said that the customer had gotten a call saying they couldn't get it, and I don't know who called saying that, because none of us knew they couldn't get it already, but someone must have called them.
Yep, it was probably, I think most likely case is that probably the merchant maybe called you guys and then called us right after that. May have been Anthony on a renewal side. But yeah, so if they take the max loan per the term, so always, you know, if you to anticipate a question, let's say we get an increase on the approval. You know, let's say max approval was like 100K over 12, and then we got an increase like 125. The rule would go by the original approval. In that scenario, since it's all the lock is an automated kind of underwriting prod.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's a little confusing, but yeah, I mean, if they have any questions on it, oh, you know, I can always, you know, I always look for deals that are eligible. So if any time, actually, curious if this guy would be eligible, but I don't think he would be. Bear with me for a second. No, his credit wasn't there. Okay, I'll just see, because this would have been a kind of a classic case to give the line of credit, because they got approved for 85, he's only taking 30. But in this case, his credit didn't meet the qualifications for it. So I wish we could do this. This would be a nice little quick unit. Yeah, do the risk score. But yeah, that's the long and short of it, or I should say the long and long of it.
All right.
How's your month end and Halloween yesterday?
It was a pretty good month end. We finished strong. We met all of our goals. Halloween was pretty fun. A lot of people dressed up. I didn't do anything in the evening, but we had like a little costume contest here at work and stuff, so that was fun.
Nice. Who won?
Actually, Soraya won and Grant won.
I could see them winning. I could see Grant getting really like into it. Soraya, what did she dress up as?
She was, have you ever seen Saw?
I have,
like the little guy in it that rides the tricycle, Jigsaw.
Oh yeah, of course. Nice.
And then Grant was a Powerpuff Girl.
Wow. Can you please tell me you have a picture of that?
Yeah, we do. I'll have to send you one over email.
Yes, please. I wanna see that. That as a 6'3" or whatever he is, like 220-pound person, Powerpuff outfit. I wanna see that.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and send you one. All right.
Nice. Well,
thanks.
Good stuff, and yeah, good luck the rest of the day, and let me know if, so for Al, too, just let the rep know to see if the guy can give us a call back. I'll try again, but you have the docs now. If you wanted to go that route, just BLVC supplemental, which we may actually already have. Hold on, I think you may have already, did you already submit that? But yeah, you know the usual stuff, so just be DLVC and assign docs if you wanted to do that while we wait for the tax guy.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Cool. Talk to you later.
Bye.